It's almost time. すいません、そうすると、そろそろ次のセッションの時間ですので説明だけさせていただきます。先ほどマイケル・カランさんに NVDA の、 開発始められた動機と、まあ、今までどうなってきたかというお話をしました。それに今 NVDA にはその東アジア言語、中国語とか日本語のサポートがまだまだ弱いということで、それを取り組んでいるということをこの次の2つのセッションでお話をします。最初は、The Development and Promotion of NVDA in Taiwan ということで、Dr. Jerry Wan and Aaron Wu will present. Please start.通訳の方が説明を挟みますのでよろしくお願いします。
Okay. Thanks. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining this session. My name is Aaron Wu. I'm going to talk about the NVDA Taiwan, how we just be develop and promote the NVDA in our market. And also, I will go through all the background here. And first of all, I want to thank you, Nishimoto, to coordinate everything, and also thanks the PyCon to invite us to here. And I will go through the agenda today. It's easy to make everybody understand what's the topic we have. First of all, we have go through our background, and we will go through why we use an NVDA in Taiwan, and the reason to support the Python, right? And we will talk about the develop NVDA project in East Asia. Of course, it's including not only Taiwan but also the Japan, the Hong Kong, and the, how we promote the NVDA in our markets. And our data statistics for your reference.
はい、本日のアジェンダです。背景、なぜ NVDA なのか、そして Python をサポートしている理由、東アジアでの NVDA の開発プロジェクトについて、日本、香港も含めまして NVDA の促進、台湾での NVDA 利用者数の統計などについてお話したいと思います。
Both of myself and the Dr. Jerry Wang represent the Taiwan Digital Token Book Association, and we could call the TDTB. Of course, the books, our association just make the books, the token, by digital devices. Yeah, and a lot of people were familiar with the DeFi. So our association just focus on the development and the advanced technology and the adoption of international standard, we call that the format, to public the digital token books. And of course, we are a non-profit organization, especially for the visually impaired. So the most people, they have the working experience regularly, and they suddenly maybe lose the visual the vision. So we believe we provide this kind of the service. They can make them have the better life qualities by using even like the DESI format to listen to book as normal people to get the knowledge and to get the sharing between the groups. And using the one we promote, the MIDIA, as a screen reader to browse the computer as the even as faster as normal people. Yeah. So this is our mission and our goal of our association.
という非営利団体であります。先進技術の開発及び国際基準の採用に貢献しております。デジタル録音図書の制作を行う電磁を使っております。サポートグループの助言案内、そしてコンピュータトレーニングを通じて台湾の視覚障害のある人々の生活をサポートしています。コンピュータスキルのトレーニングと教育上でのメインスクリーンリーダーとして NVDA の開発と利用を行っております。
So now, why are we using MVDA in Taiwan market? Of course, everybody knows the director of the MVDA, MVAccess, the Michael Currens, just mentioned that it is a free, it is a free well, so everybody can download it to your computer and use it. And of course, this is the good software you can make by Python. So it is portable, and it can be run from the USB stick. That means this is not like other application. This is completely hooked with the operating system. So once you have a USB stick, you can bring the MVDA anywhere. So once you just plug in the computer, and the program is running. Yeah. So it is very convenient for us to use it. And this is because it's a rapid expanding user base since the 2009. It's based on the data from the web end. The user base is increasing rapidly from 2009 to 2010. It's a 300% increasing over the world. So I think this data just approved MVDA. Is getting more and more popular, and more people to use it. Yeah. So, so this kind of screen readers just hook into the window display drivers. So MVDA can use ROM as the second screen readers without crashing. Yeah. So this is more flexible. Among screen readers of the world.
なぜ NVDA なのでしょうか。それは無料だからです。お金がかからない。誰でも使えるということです。ポータブル版では USB スティックから運動コンピューターで実行することができます。どこでもできることができます。そして非常に便利です。利用者数が増加しております。2010年の調査では2009年10月から2010年の12月の間に 300% 増加いたしました。 Windows のディスプレイドライバーをフックする他のスクリーンリーダーとは異なって NVD は他のスクリーンリーダーと干渉することなく他のスクリーンリーダーとして別のスクリーンリーダーとして実行することができます。コードベースが Python であり国際的な開発が容易にできます。
So of course, one of the most important points is the MVDA just use the Python as a, either like one of the co-best, and good for developers to join development. Just as the Michael Kearns mentioned that maybe there's over like hundreds developers from other countries to contribute on the MIDI. So now I'm just talking about the reason to support the Python. As Python, because I am the developers who use maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I used a Java, used a Perl, used a PHP to develop the web, and we can easy to find the Python. The readability is better to the Perl. So the Python's the syntax is clear and readable. So this is one advantage. And the Python community is pretty strong to support anyone who have a question about Python. So like this PyCon conference, I think is very useful for the Python users. So the simple to get the support is also the reason we just keep on using the Python. And the another important thing is the Python is reusabilities. Why they can make this advantage? Because when, as my experience, when I used in the PHP, I think PHP, between PHP and the Python, there is a little bit different. It's PHP is lack of the module concept. But Python, they can easy to share functionalities between your program, yeah, by breaking the program into the modules. Yeah. So you can easy to reusable for your modules.
Python をサポートしている理由としてまず読みやすさがあります。 Python の文法は簡潔で、非常に読みやすい、理解がしやすい。サポートを得るのがシンプルである。 Python のコミュニティは常に Python ユーザーへのサポートを提供してくださってくれます。そして Python は再利用がしやすい。プログラムにモジュールを取り込むことで容易に機能を共有することができます。
And another reason is the as mentioned that the Python is a portabilities. Yeah, since the Python is that integrate with the both Unix and Windows platforms, even the Macintosh environment also be supported for the Python. Yeah, and it's a using Perl NC, so they're not just complete group with the operating system. So even the Python, the good advantage is that it cross the platform. Okay. So when we just test on other screen readers, these the will cook with either the Windows or the Linux. So you need to break down to even the different version to build this kind of screen reader. Yeah. But since we use a Python, so the portable is a very good advantage for users.
Python をサポートしている理由、続きですが、ポータビリティがあります。Python は Unix と Windows プラットフォームの両方を統合しています。マキントッシュの環境でも Python のアプリケーションをサポートしています。ポータブルな ANSIC で書かれていて特定のオペレーティングシステムに依存しない設計がされています。
So, so this is the just a simple diagram as my feeling. This guy just finding on Python. He said, wow, it's a great program, right? And then rock and roll, because I just jump from other program into this kind of the Python. And both the computer and the people are happy to use it. Yeah. So I think this is a good advantage to use the Python, because it provides the pure object oriented, and is high level programming language interpret, and of course it's a powerful server side streaming language for the web.
Python の利点としては、高級プログラミング言語を使っているということ、純粋なオブジェクト思考であること、ウェブでは強力なサーバーサイドスクリプト言語を使っていること、この3つの点が挙げられると思います。
And let me just do quickly analyze the our screen reader in Taiwan market. Basically, we have three screen readers. Majority is in Taiwan. The G-Mount is the first one. It's a local guild screen readers in Taiwan. It's cheaper, but it's loosely followed the trend to update it. So even at the beginning, Taiwan market start to build their own screen readers. Yeah, but they have very many limitations to upgrade. So, but the thing is, even the government is beginning to promote these kind of screen readers. I think many countries, they do have this kind of issues. Yeah, so even like, as we know, like Japan, you guys have a PC Talker. It's not cheap, but most people have to use it. Yeah. So the G-Mouse, even is cheaper than the second one I will mention, the JAWS. But they still cannot support the latest operating system, such as the Windows 7 or 8. Yeah. And the second one is JAWS. It's, I think, as you know, screen reader, everyone know the JAWS. It's not the more complete features, but it's extremely expensive. Yeah. So most of people, even they didn't get any government support or sponsor to this kind of software, I think normal people it's hard to afford it. Yeah. So this is the drawback about the price. So why we using MEDA? Because this is open source code base, and it's zero cost. Yeah, just mention that it is free. And the feature always supported, it keep updating. So you can find, just as the Michael mentioned, once you get on the website, www.mda-project.org, you can find the latest version. And the latest version just support Win 7 completely. So you don't worry about the Windows or like either like operating system or hardware already updated, but your screen reader just out of date. Yeah. But of course, for the double buy support, currently the MVDA have some space to improve, right? So that's why we will initiate some project with NV Access.
台湾市場でのスクリーンリーダーのについて分析させ、また紹介させていただきたいと思います。台湾でビルドインされたスクリーンリーダーには G マウスというのがありますが、非常に安価ですが、流行にはあまり対応せず、最新版が粛々と提供されています。ジョーズというものがありますが、より多くの機能を持っておりますが、非常に高価なもので、誰もが使えるものではありません。で、なぜ NVDA を使うのか、台湾では使われているのか、これはオープンソースコードベースでコストがかからず、新しい機能や OS をサポートするための更新版も提供されています。ただし、ダブルバイト言語圏での市場のニーズを完全にはサポートしていません。 これが使えない、まだ使うサポートできていないということが問題としてあります。
So we just start to initiate the projects called East Asian Everyday Projects. Yeah. And now the TVTP Taiwan and the Hong Kong just be the funding for this testing and manpower. And also like Japan, the Shimoto, VSAP contribute lots of the things, the source code or something on that. So we start to initiate this project, and most of the things we need to pick out is implemented issues. And to support Chinese, most of the people, they use the Chinese implemented. But for current MEDA, some of the implemented, we need to set up the specific settings for each implemented. But I think this project is one of the things we just get started. But we know like Japan, they do have a Japan implemented, even on Hong Kong. So once we figure out these things, hopefully this will benefit to most of people.
NVDA プロジェクトの開始についてサポートについてご説明します。現時点では TVTP 台湾と香港が資金とテストのマンパワーをサポートしています。インプルメントメソッドサポートの実装、その中でプロセス内の C++ コードから直接 IME TSF コードを通信し、 NVDA 内の Python コードのユーザーエクスペリエンスを改良することによって NVDA でのインプットメソッドのサポートを実装しています。この機能の機能の提供により読み上げ性能を向上し、フル機能でゼロコストのスクリーンリーディングのソリューション、これを中国、日本の視覚障害者の人々の雇用増加につながると考えています。
And here is the quick screenshot for the Chinese implemented. And what we going to figure out is this is one example. Like when we type the Chinese, we have some method is based on the voice, the sound to detect what kind of words they have. So we have a candidate list here. So those words in Chinese, the pronunciation is all the same. So most of people, with the, especially for the blind people, who use this kind of method, how they can correctly select each word, because those pronunciation is all the same. So we put the improvement in MEDA. So when users use the mouse to arrow up or down, they can pronounce the words, also the description. Yeah. So for the each words, they have different description. So user can easy to know which word they should be selected. Yeah. This is one simple example for how NVIDIA improve the features to support the double bytes character. Yeah. And for the joint development, the Python is open source, so we get other support from either other country, but within country, we get support from some institution, and especially for the East Asia projects, we got the source code from the NVIDIA JP. Yeah. So plenty of the Chinese implemented solutions on Win 7 is from NVIDIA JP. So especially thank you the Nishimoto and the Japan team. So we know there are some developers who come from Media JP. Yeah, thank you for your contribution. So this is, I think this is the spirit, why we use in Python, because this is open source. And everybody who want to contribute on this, they can benefit to either other countries. Yeah.
Okay. 僕はちょっと訳します。まあ、最初前の画面で中国語の入力の読み上げの様子をちょっと画面の説明をお見せしました、まあ、日本語の IME と似てる感じで候補がウィンドウが出てきて、まあ、説明を聞きながら文字を選べるという仕組みになります。それでこういう開発をするために国際的に協力することは非常に大事です。台湾チームも日本の実装からいろいろ借りた部分があります。感謝しています。
And how we promote MEA? We cooperate with the NCHC, it's called National Center for High Performance Computing, and the Providence University to promote these things. And we try to make the MEA into the library. So some popular library, they use MEA as the computer searching.And one of our industrial technology research institutes, they also developed the NTTS. It's kind of the module-based TTS, the voice engine. And we are going to integrate this kind of voice engine with NVDA and be a package to promote this in our market. And NVDA used to guide was also translated into Chinese. It's pretty important because every quarter they have new features from MVE Access. So we need to teach users how they use the new features. So the MVDA user guide will be keep updating from our site.
NVDA は中国語などドキュメントの翻訳もできているのと、あと MTTS というエンジン、音声合成の中国語の音声合成のエンジンを開発していて、これはフリーではないんですけど、NVDA と一緒に販売する予定があるということです。
And one of our promoting site is the NVDA Taiwan User Group, and here we got the bunch of the articles to update it. So, okay. So here is one thing we promoted, and so achievement. We got the both five people who passed the exam of the computer science application, which issued by Taiwan government. So those both five people who use MEDA to pass the exam. So is this good example for them? And also we implement MEDA to library.And keep updating new articles in the blog. Okay. So here is simply show the download statistics. Taiwan MEDA is the download rate is number 18. In the now MEDA is using in the 160 countries. Yeah. So we're trying to keep promote MEDA.Even in Taiwan or other East Asia. So the number one for now is US, and then Brazil is second place. And Taiwan now is 18, but we keep just doing that. And for the average daily usage, just as Michael Pirant mentioned, we also keep running and within the top 10. So most of the countries,their users to keep using MEDA every day. Yeah. So our rate is about like 10 something. So the most important thing is we keep the right direction on promoting MEDA and Python. So there are three thank you for you guys. Thank you MEDA to help so many people.Especially for the blind people who want to have a better life. So they can use the free will of MBDA to help them have a better life. And thank you Python, because they provide these kind of comparable features for this application. And thank you everyone to listen to this section. Thank you.
ちょっとだけ発足でちょっとだけ説明すると、NVIDIA 普及努力したおかげで、台湾政府公認のコンピューターソフトウェアアプリケーションレベル3という試験に4人の視覚障害者が合格するというような、まあ、そういう教育の方の成果が出ましたということですね。あとは、まあ、ダウンロードの件数とか、まあ、台湾結構頑張ってますよ。で最後にありがとうパリさん、以上です。One short question. 何かちっちゃい短い質問ありますか? OK? 大丈夫ですか? OK?